in my opinion.
But we will introduce Dr. Steven Victor.
Yeah, for sure. The doctor's with us on the East Coast, as well as the great Merrill Hodge. How are you guys doing?
Well, I couldn't be any better. I'm watching the Giants running game against the Texans and Redskins and what they're about to face with the Atlanta Falcons defense. So that's what I'm doing.
Oh, right, man. Well, you know what? You hit a big chord with me because I'm a huge Giants fan. And, yeah, it was interesting. This past week was great with them. And then, of course, they do have some interesting an interesting opponent coming up this coming week. But anyhow, you know, let's talk a little bit about you and what the doctor has done with you over the last many years now. I mean, obviously, you've had a phenomenal career playing in the NFL. And where to begin? How's your health doing? How are you feeling these days?
Well, I feel great. You know, I mean, you get to age 50 after playing football for some almost 30 years, and really, you know, that's what I did. But you know, other guys who have been in construction labor jobs, I mean, you know, listen, when you're real active in life, you're going to do some things. You know, you're going to get injured, you're going to get hurt, you're going to wear things out, and you know, I hurt my elbow playing. And it bothered me for a long time, and eventually, you know, I got to where I tore it. And you know, this kind of how I discovered Doc here is Steven Victor, that I heard about cell therapy. The thing I hate more than anything is surgery. Just the thought of it, and then the rehab of it, and then really your body's never the same. And it's a simple term for me. I've always thought the body is the best surgeon in the world anyway. If the body will repair itself, there's no surgeon that can trump the body as long as they repair it. And ultimately, that's what, you know, I kind of put it together in my mind, is that this cell therapy would allow my elbow to heal itself and didn't have to go to the surgery, you know, the rehab, and stayed active through the whole process. And it's really been a blessing.
IntelliCell Biosciences, correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Steven Victor, explain first off what you specialize in for people listening across the country and beyond.
Yeah, so we do regenerative medicine, as Merrill said. We use your own body and your own body cells to actually repair your body. And in this case, Merrill tore the ligaments in his elbow. So basically, IntelliCell Biosciences is a biotechnology company where, as a physician, and I've played roles as a physician, I harvest 2 ounces of fat from the patient, in this case, Merrill. It takes about 7 minutes under local. It's pretty easy.
Uh-huh.
Not a big deal. And that specimen of what we call lipoaspirate or fat goes to an FDA-registered, inspected cell lab where, in an hour's time, we take that fat and using our patented technology of ultrasonic cavitation, or just sound waves, we're able to separate out the stromal vascular fraction cells/stem cells from the blood vessels in that fat, and an hour later, under very sterile conditions, return the cells to physicians like myself, who then can take those cells and give it to the athlete or, you know, the person who's injured intravenously and inject it locally. In Merrill's case, we did his elbow. And we've done several hundred athletes, professional, amateurs, from 74 knees to plantar fasciitis to tennis elbow to carpal tunnel to guys' necks. And within about 3 months or so, the pain goes away because you reduce the inflammation, you grow new tissue. So on MRIs, we've shown that we've grown cartilage back in people's knees and hips. And again, I agree with Merrill. Surgery, you know, there's always the risk of anesthesia. There's recovery. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times in the orthopedic world, you do surgery on a joint, you create a whole new set of problems called arthritis. Because sometimes it can be as painful and as debilitating as the injury itself. So in Merrill's case, with other people we've done, you take your own body cells that are sitting there dormant in the blood vessels. We harvest them. We take them out of the blood vessel. They're activated, and they're tremendous power healing and repairing. So if you look at Merrill 3 months later under rehab and cellular therapy, his elbow is pretty good.
So, Merrill, are you now a scratch golfer?
And you know what, funny thing, it was actually the injury that helped me, because I couldn't try to kill the ball.
Yeah.
But it's helped me be a better golfer, but I'm not a scratch golfer. I wish I could say, you know what, hey, it'll make you a scratch golfer. They would have, then it would just, everybody would buy it.
It's interesting, though, Doc, because, you know, obviously being that we focus on golf here nationally for the last 20 years, although we do love football and talk about it, it seems like common injuries related to golf, particularly, not only with some back issues, but for the most part, you're talking, you know, you kind of talked about tennis elbow and golfer's elbow and so forth, and we get a lot of emails on, I think, a weekly basis, and it's interesting that people need to look for other opportunities or avenues besides, you know, cutting, if you will. And, you know, everyone's afraid of the knife, everyone's afraid of going under and all that. So what you're really doing there with your phenomenal research is pretty impressive. When did this start? How long ago?
Well, it started in my life around 7 years ago, because I do a lot of liposuction, and I read 7 years ago, instead of throwing away the fat, you can actually harvest the stromal vascular fraction stem cells from the blood vessels and fats. I went to Europe to learn how to do it, and really started doing it in America when the Bush administration left and the Obama administration changed the laws, and then we invented the technology about 4 years ago using sound waves. So you're right. People like Tiger Woods, if you see he hurts his knee, he hurts his hip, he hurts his elbow.
Yeah.
And this kind of therapy is great for, you know, the professional golfer, the amateur golfer. You know, I'm a golfer too. I'm not even close to a scratch golfer. I had, you know, it's almost embarrassing. I play golf. How's that?
Okay.
But, you know, I have the same kind of injuries. I'm in my early 60s. I'm fairly active. And I had the therapy about 3.5 years ago because I developed really, really severe carpal tunnels from what I do in computer work and, you know, golfing.
Right.
And since I had the therapy, my carpal tunnel's been 100% better without doing surgery, just doing cellular therapy. And I just feel better, I feel younger, and I feel more energetic from the cellular therapy as kind of a side effect.
Hey,
you know, what's interesting is that it was actually golf that irritated the elbow. You know, I'd heard of playing football, but it was actually golfing that re-aggravated it and irritated it, you know. So, you know, and I didn't want to stop golfing because my surgery was going to be at the end of the football season. That's when I started golfing. So that's another real advantage for this, is that after I did that, I was able to keep playing golf, but I had surgery. I've been done for 6 months.
Yeah.
But I can play golf throughout the whole thing.
Wow. Let me ask you something, Merrill, just because, you know, the day that we are in right now, especially related to the NFL, and you see a ton of injuries. In fact, I feel like this year we've seen so many, more so than others. But we're seeing a lot of concussions. In fact, this past week we saw a bunch of concussions, and I know that you received a few concussions. I know you've had other injuries. Obviously, we talked about the elbow and whatnot, but you had some post-concussion symptoms, obviously, later on. But talk about this today as far as the NFL. Do you think or feel that the new, you know, I guess the new ways of the NFL, the rules and whatnot, are better for the players? Or do you think it's slowing the game down and almost becoming uninteresting to the fans?
Well, I need to put a little bit of perspective on when you see and you hear about more head trauma than you've ever heard about, people will immediately say, wow, it's tough. And actually, that is incorrect. And actually, it's actually a positive. It's now being addressed correctly like it should have been. That was the real major flaw and failure in the whole process. And what cost me my career is the lack of addressing head trauma and doing the proper care, no matter what level you're playing at. Because that is singly the safest thing for anybody at any level, at any sport. Keep in mind, it's not just football. You got women's soccer. I mean, I get people come to me from every angle, from every sport, from diving to baseball, from playing in the backyard to playing at recess, to riding a bike where there's more head trauma and death than any other event a kid will ever do on planet Earth. Head trauma happens there. Fatalities happen there. That being said, the sport of football was targeted about 5 years ago. I believe it was in a reactive positioning, where it's in more of a proactive positioning now, meaning when you have a head trauma, now the first thing is you're removed from that game, and you're not to return. and certain evaluations and testing have to take place and clearance before you return to play, and I'm talking about the next week, or the next 2 weeks, whenever the clearance, you're ever cleared. If you're not cleared, then obviously you don't return to play, and that's where it's become a safer sport, especially when those things are administered. You know, I happened to see the thing today where the Michigan quarterback, you know, but he was allowed to return to play.
Yeah.
Now, to me, that is, in today's day and age, there's no way that should happen anymore. I mean, that's where the major flaws have occurred in the past. That's what happened to me.
Yeah.
You know, I was cleared to play over the phone. I was never given cognitive evaluation or the retesting of cognitive testing that I took in Pittsburgh because the Bears weren't doing it at the time. But gosh dang, that's almost 20 years ago. Those things shouldn't happen now. You know, that messaging should be clear and clear enough that especially major colleges shouldn't be fumbling that particular issue. Then the testing is correct and the evaluation is correct and clear. And then our kids are returned to play, our professional athletes, collegiate athletes are returned to play. And that just allows a safer environment. Doesn't mean that head trauma's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But if it does, it's taken care of, right? And I think that's what a lot of people are misinformed about. They see more cases of head trauma. Well, that's because, you know what? It's being addressed now. It's not being ignored and saying, hey, how many fingers ago you're good?
Yeah.
You know, so that's really more of a proactive and a positive thing. Really a negative.
I hear you.
We're speaking with former NFL great Merrill Hodge, Chicago Bears. He mentioned the Bears and, of course, his new friend, Dr. Stephen Victor. Sounds like a great team effort on your two parts there to come back to the healing world.
Hey, let me ask you this, Doctor. What excites you the most about the stem cell field these days?
Well, I think two things, and I think Merrill hit one thing perfectly. You know, you can avoid surgery. Surgery always has risks, even benign surgery. You have to have anesthesia, and people unfortunately die from surgery and a lot of complications. And the fact you can just take your own body cells and use them to heal you without using drugs, or because there's no, the good thing about using cellular therapy, there's no side effects. It's your own cells doing their own thing and reparative. And just to understand this, talk about concussions, there's a lot of studies out there showing that these cells do a lot for the professional or the athlete with concussions, and even the, you know, the war vets who've had concussions, if they have problems later on from these concussions, a lot of these problems can be ameliorated with your own cellular therapy. So I think it's exciting in medicine. I think it's the real new frontier of medicine, regenerative medicine. Plus, there's studies showing that regenerative medicine will save the United States $250 billion a year in insurance. I think that's a tremendous thing.
Very informative.
How do people learn more, and how do they possibly even, you know, get a hold of you guys?
Well, I'm in New York City, and, you know, we have a medical office that's called Regen Medical in New York City that we actually do treat people like Merrill and people like myself.
Okay.
I consider myself an amateur athlete.
The show is at 4:30.